Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. If you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning. For real. Yeah. I got a big amount, I took a different route, I am the pickle, the little. I was a juvie, it gave me community, I had to pick up some little. I wanna ease it, please do not tease me, I want my Yeezy to dunno. This is the season, I got the season, don't make me sprinkle you niggas. I got my reasons, you wanna please me, send me the pussy, not pictures. Met her this week and fuck her this evening, she tryna freak on the liquor. Yeah, I am a boss on these bitches, yeah, I post a boss on these bitches, yeah. I have no thoughts on these bitches, yeah. Rocked up across on these bitches, yeah. Dealing the part, y'all are the day. On some Prince shit, you know what they say. Me and my safe, got a friendship. 10 on me, thin weight, flip weight. Getting paid, getting late. Bitch made, took off 6 days. 6 tray, 6 4, bounce bitch, bounce. Hood nigga, favorite spot was the Whopper House. Patty melt with the hash brown. Trying to board all the pat downs, trying to board all the lane hole. Weirdos in the background, black out when I back out. Blow the horn for pedestrian, short ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in, red bottoms in his and hers. Got a rollie in his and hers, got a car in his and hers. Walking the zoo and say pick a fur, last night was a blur to me. This morning I had 2 with me, I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me, got a tool with a screw missing. 2 girls in the pool kissing, everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy,
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V-Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tit alive.
Yeah. Look, I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit and you can't even put it out. Got the billboard melodies. Rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side. And I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it. Let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams, and he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon on my check then. I'm a J Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless. They see me like best friends. Got the same color FN. And I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. 5 stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll. And you let them know the safe code. And you knew him for a month though. But you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hidden hills, and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go. Nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit, and straight to the pot of gold. Somebody, everybody know. Sings God with the God flow.
Peace, 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 peace to the gods. Hello, world. What's going on today, man? Hey, Kalam, you in the chat? Yeah, man. What's going on, God? How you feeling today, man?
It's going good, God. Feeling present and divine, you know what I'm saying? Feeling very good, you know. Yeah, we got that commercial up and stuff, too.
It's up here?
Yes, sir. It should be like 8-8. Just start with 8-8.
8-8? Okay. All right. I'm going to play it during our break. Since I didn't get a chance to play it. Yeah, since I didn't get a chance to play it.
Already.
But, I'm going to have to get that added in now for the beginning, man, so that everybody can catch the commercial, man. For sure. Yeah, man.
So. How you doing, though?
Oh, man. I'm wonderful, man. I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great. You know, just enjoying the beautiful weather out here. Man, about to get to some of this commerce. I got a few little meetings set up today. So, man, I'm excited, man. Yeah, every day is a learning experience for you, for me, man, and everybody else. No matter what you do, you're learning something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Already.
Excuse my background, man. I got some neighbors, man, that have noisy dogs. But, you know, I'm trying to get that mic. You know, you can kind of tune all that out. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we're going to do our thing, man. We ain't going to let nothing interrupt it, man.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, today is Financial Friday. You know what I'm saying? Well, we come together, man, me and Kalon, we come together, man, and give you guys some interesting heat when it comes to financialness, you know. And what we've come today to discuss is beneficiary. For those who have been joining with us for the last few weeks and months, you know, we've basically broken down everything that you're going to have, almost everything that you're going to have to deal with when it comes to trust. Because that's what we're preparing you guys for. We want you guys to understand the breakdown of a trust, you know, whether you you know it or not. All of us are part of a trust. It wasn't broke down to us as children in high school and not even as adults, but, you know, man, it is basically time for us all to understand that we are actually a part of some form of trust. And so the information that is being brought today is beneficiary, you know, and do you know the role of a beneficiary? All right, so we're gonna dive into it, man. We're gonna dive into it, and for those that join us on have a chat, feel free to email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. again, that is fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, and we will definitely get you added to the private chat, man. We have a bunch of powerful information in that private chat, man. And also, if you are online and you would like to call in, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. And always remember to press 1 if you want to get a question answered or you want to ask a question. Man, press 1, and we would definitely get you on the line with us. All right, Kalon, is there anything you want to add to that, man, before we actually get into the show?
Nah, but I do want to applaud you for that. For the great show, the great show the other day. Hey, I listened to the show about like 3-4 times. About the iridology.
Yeah, iridology. Yeah, man. Hey, I was kind of, you know, it was fascinating to me, right? Because once I had read on it, I had kind of, you know what I'm saying, I went into remembrance on you know, how and some of the things that my grandma used to do, you know what I'm saying? And like Wikipedia tried to say that it was pseudo, right? And I was like, man, you know, people have a weird way of saying certain things, even though I know pseudo kind of means like, and then we're going to go into that definition of pseudo, because I hear a lot of people that use that, you know, and, you know, man, I'd be like, well, I understand it a lot more than some others, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, my grandma used to use that to be able to tell whenever I was about to have a seizure or something, you know, because of the poor eating habits that, you know, I had obtained from my mom. And so, man, that was one quick way of her being able to tell when I was about to have a seizure. And so she would, you know, go in the kitchen, warm me up some tea, and just kind of, you know, kind of nurture me back, you know what I'm saying, pull me back into good health. And,
right,
man, and that was just by taking a flashlight and looking at my my iris. What we call the pupils is actually called, considered to be the iris just by that show. You see what I'm saying? So,
the iris is like that. That brown, you see the one that has the color, the brown one around the pupil.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the pupil is the white part then. Right.
In the middle.
Okay.
The iris is the one that has the color around it. Because that lets the color inside.
Right.
That's why we can see like
rainbows
or hues. That's why we can see actual color. It's because of that color of our eye around the pupil.
Yeah, man. For sure, man. But yeah, man, you know, I was just like, I was fascinated with it, like, wow.
Yeah.
You put some heat in that chat, brother. Yeah.
And you went over everything I would go over, so it was like, yeah. It was a complete show. Like literally.
Yeah, man. Hey, the more we do it together, the more one we become with the understanding of how, you know what I'm saying, each other would do certain things, you know what I'm saying? It's just like my partner came over. I told him, I said, we have a marriage, even if you don't consider that it's a marriage. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's unity.
Yeah.
It's like, that bond, you see what I'm saying? So we learn each other, man. We learn each other. But that's the goal with me, man, to learn from everyone that I surround myself with. Everyone. If I can't learn from you, man, it's kind of hard for me to kind of, you know, be around you for long. You know, I got to learn something from you, you know?
Hey, likewise.
Yeah, man. But all right, man. So today again is Financial Fridays, and man, we're gonna dive into this chat, man, and let's bring it to the forefront. All right, and we have, let me pull it back up. Financial Fridays, and we have beneficiary etymology. All right, we're going to go into that etymology dictionary. And it says, 1610, noun, one who receives profits or advantages. 1620s, adjective, connected with the receipt of profits or advantages, probably via French beneficiary. From Latin, beneficiarius, enjoying a favor, privilege. From beneficium, a favor, service, generosity, kindness. From beneficus, generous, kind, benevolent, obligant. From bene, good, well, making, doing. From combining. Pasir, to do, to make. From pie.
From pie root.
Put. We scroll down to the bottom. And it says, beneficiary, noun, the recipient of funds or other benefits. the Semitic role of the intended recipient who benefits from the happening denoted by the verb in the clause. Beneficiary, adjective, having or arising from a benefice. Oh, okay, I see synonyms done, and then synonyms benefactive role, and then a beneficiary baron. Okay, and then that kind of sums up the beneficiary for the etymology, the definition. And it says, one who receives profits or advantages. So you are a beneficiary, you are receiving profits. And then that goes back into us being a part of a trust that I spoke on earlier, one who can receive benefits. Are we receiving our benefits? Are we even trying to learn how to receive our benefits? That's what I want to get to. I'm trying to get to the benefits. You know, if I was told that, you know, we got this, what was it called? A 12 acres and a mule? That's benefit. Was it 12 acres or 40 acres? It was 40, man. So I want that 40 acres and a mule. You know what I'm saying? I want that beneficiary feeling. I want to know that I was supposed to benefit off of something. I want that. All right. So let's go into the legal dictionary, and it says beneficiary. All right. Beneficiary. An organization, okay, and then it also says that you can find the dictionary, treasurers, medical, financial, acronyms, encyclopedia, Wikipedia, related to beneficiaries, contingent beneficiary. All right, beneficiary. An organization or a person from whom a trust is created and who thereby receives the benefits of the trust.
One who inherits
under a will, a person entitled to a beneficiary interest or a right to profits, benefit, or advantage from a contract.
Then it says,
beneficiary noun, a broad definition for any person or entity, a charity who is to receive assets or profits from an estate, a trust, an insurance policy, or any instrument in which there is this distribution. There is also an incidental beneficiary or a third-party beneficiary who gets a benefit although not specifically named, such as someone who will make a profit if a piece of property is distributed to another. See incidental beneficiary. And then it goes on. Beneficiary. A person who has or is entitled to a beneficial interest in property. The term the term is most frequently encountered in relations to gifts by will or entitlements under a trust. In English law, a beneficiary is sometimes called a 60K trust. beneficial interest is a right of enjoyment of property, as opposed to merely nominal ownership. For example, if property is held in trust, the trustees have the nominal ownership or legal interest. Okay, I have to look that nominal definition up real quick. Let me type that in, and because I want clear understanding of what that actually means. All right, and it says nominal adjective, mid-15th century nominal, pertaining to nouns, from Latin nomen, nominals, pertaining to a name or names, from nomen, genitive nominis. Name, which is congenate with Old English nama, pyrute, no men, name, meaning of the nature of names and distinction to things, is from 1610s, meaning being so in name only, is recorded by 1620s. Okay, so pertaining to a noun or to a word group that functions as a noun, or relating to or characteristics or of an amount that is not adjusted in inflation. Okay. All right, so then it says, we're going to go back to the chat, and it says the nominal ownership or legal interest in the trust property that they hold for the benefit of others. The entitlement of those others is called the beneficial or equitable interest. Beneficiary. This term is frequently used as synonyms with the technical phrase specificate trust, QV, care, beneficiary, a term used in the civil law. Beneficiary hers are those who have accepted the succession under the benefit of an inventory regularly made. A civic code of law, 879. If the heir apprehended that the succession will be burdened with debts beyond its value, he accepts with benefit of inventory. In that case, he is responsible only for the value of the succession. See inventory. Benefit of. And yeah, reference and periodical archive. All right, I'm going to go down where it says reference and periodicals archive. If the decedent dies before reaching the required beginning date, no minimal required minimum distribution need to be made for the year following the death of the account holder or participant if the designated beneficiary is the surviving spouse. All right, required minimum distribution and the account holder's death. Even where it seems inherently unfair, the insurer is almost always held by the courts to be bound to pay the proceeds to the named beneficiary. There are numerous cases where the proceeds were payable to a spouse long divorced by the insured because the policyholder had forgotten to designate a new beneficiary. And then it says how to manage 11 different life insurance beneficiary issues. All right, this means petitioners will need to file any applications for derivatives. All right, and that concludes that one. We're going to go back to the private chat, and where it says 26 CFR. We're going to go to the Law Cornell definition and see what they have to say. All right.
Okay.
26 CFR section 1.643C, definition of beneficiary.
Definition of
beneficiary, inheritor, legatee, or device, including an estate or trust, is a beneficiary. A trust created under a descendant's will is a beneficiary of the descendant's estate. The following persons are treated as beneficiaries. Any person with, then it says A, any person with respect to an amount discharge or satisfy that person's legal obligation as that term is used in subsection 1.662A-4. B, the grantor of a trust with respect to an amount applied or distributed for the support of a dependent under the circumstances specified in section 77B, out of corpus or out of other than income for the taxable year of the trust. And then C, the trustee or co-trustee of a trust with respect to an amount applied or distributed for the support of a dependent under the circumstances specified in section 678C, out of corpus or out of other than income for the taxable year of the trust. And you can find this definition, the legal definition, in Cornell Law School 26 CFR subsection 1.643C-1. For those who just joined us, man, if you would like to get inside the private chat again, the private chat, you can also email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, and we will definitely add you to the private chat so that you can see where we're reading from, where we're getting our information from. All right. Okay. And then it says beneficiary law and legal definition, U.S. Legal, Inc. All right. It says beneficial law and legal definition. Generally, a beneficiary is a person or entity who receives a profit, advantage, or benefit. For example, a person named to receive something in a will is a beneficiary under such will. Similarly, a person named to receive the proceeds under an insurance proceed is referred to as a beneficiary. Beneficiary is the person or entity named to receive assets or profits from an estate, a trust, an insurance policy, any instrument in which there a beneficiary is a person or entity named to receive assets or profits from an estate, a trust, an insurance policy, or any instrument in which there is distribution. Related concepts include an incidental beneficiary or a third-party beneficiary who, although not specifically named, gain a benefit, such as someone who will make a profit if a piece of property is distributed to another. Okay, and so what we have here is the understanding of beneficiary. And so we want to make sure that everybody is understanding to what a beneficiary is. Would you like to expound on anything, Cologne, before we go on to the break, as to anything that I've read so far?
Yeah, I felt that the beneficiary is definitely intriguing, especially how if you don't have a beneficiary in place, it could be a third-party beneficiary, one who was not even elected to be a beneficiary. It could be presumed or assumed that this person is a beneficiary, though that was not the intention of the trust document. And they also call it a accidental beneficiary. You know, it's accidentally done, and that's really all that I have for that one before we go to the break.
Okay, I do see somebody with their hand up. I'm a let this person in real quick before we go to the break. Let's see what kind of question this person have for us. All right, I see 5995. Can you hear me?
I can. How you doing this morning, man? How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I hear you talking about these wheels. My name is, of course, Ashton, so y'all know who I am. I am here. Thank you to Pastor Don, Jr., CEO, for bringing me to these stations. Thank you to the Elite 300 winning team members for bringing me to these stations today. I was listening to what you were talking about some of the wheels and different things, but a lot of people like myself who have a disability, it's really hard to find. I was talking to a lady the other day who deals with folks with disabilities, and a lot of us are left out, completely left out in these plans. As we get older, 18, 19 years old, a lot of us, we don't have anybody. Like, my mom's in the ground. My mom is dead. So my mom is not here to teach me anything that you're talking about. And I'm a person with a disability, right? And folks who want to Google me or look my story up, get my book, Swimming Upstream, to Realize the Dream, Cash Out Me. I was an athlete in the Special Olympics, and that's why I'm fervently talking about people with disabilities, because these plans, these co-signing plans, these things that you talk about, we don't get access to, because either people aren't smart enough to comprehend what you're talking about because they're disabled, or you end up like me with a dead mom or somebody that, you know, my mom can't help me. My grandmother can't help me negotiate or understand this serious stuff that you talk about. We all need a wheel, and we need more than a wheel. You're correct. We need a way to tell the state or the government where we want our assets or things to go. And that's stuff that, unfortunately, the Special Olympics, they don't teach disabled people. They exploit us. And so I try to take this information that you're giving today and try to pass it on to people who are in a situation like me. Anybody can Google me online, Sir Under Ashton Smith Special Olympics, and realize that we need help, and we want help, and we want to learn about this information that you're talking about, and I know I do, because I need it, because I am a person with a disability. What's your thoughts on helping somebody like myself or people who may even have, they don't have a disability, but their income may not allow them to buy into some of the stuff you talk about? Some of this stuff you have to put assets up into and things like that, and some people don't even have assets to give or offer. So how does that work for people who are broke or poor?
Well, I would say this, right? Broke or poor is a state of mind, to me. State of mind. It's no different than my
$100 a month. That can't be a state of mind. You're looking at your bank account.
I would say it's more of how you think, though. Whenever you are broke or poor, I see broke or poor children that stand on the corner and they go out and buy, packs of bottles of water. And, take those bottles of water and they triple or double them. And that's the reason why I say it's more like a state of mind. So if you change the way that you think, then when you're saying broke or poor, we could come out of that if you
want. Well, some people can't do that. But what I'm saying is some people can't. You have people with disabilities that are Down syndrome. They sit on the corner. They sit to get snatched out here in Dallas-Fort Worth. So I'm talking about people who don't have the capacity to go do things, or people, because I've seen it for 30 years in the Special Olympics, they exploit those who can't go out on the corner and sell stuff. Me, for example, anybody can Google me. I was exploited for $66 million in their program on ESPN and television and never got a dime. And so I'm trying to change that through my story, Swimming Upstream to Realize the Dream. I have a book, and you talk about selling stuff and changing that mindset. Write a book and go get paid for it. That's how you change your mindset, seriously, because that's what you're talking about. That is how you change your mindset. That is how you get out there and you start writing a tangible product, such as a book, the dude said water, whatever it is, write, sell it, because that's what I was doing in the Special Olympics. I was selling my medals on the corner, on the side of the road. My awards that I won, you talk about being innovative, I'm selling the things that I won, watch this, in a program so I can survive, live, and eat. Most people with disabilities aren't finna stand on the corner.
Yes, Miss Aston, we tried to contact you as well on the email. I remember you.
No way, are you kidding?
We never got a
We never got a response.
Oh, my email changed. I'm so sorry. My email had changed when I was updating the stuff with a cloud. So let me give you my email, man, and y'all are more than welcome to reach out. Reach out to me at Ashton Smith or Ashton1049@gmail.com. Ashton1049@gmail.com. And you folks can also call me at 817-503-5995. I want you to also reach out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Please also call him at 602-332-8882. And certainly call him too. Yes, sir.
Yes, I will call him. Also, you was talking about, we were talking about wills. We wasn't necessarily talking about wills, because wills are kind of different. The only reason why will is different from trust is trust avoid probate court and all kind of other stuff, and it's a
trust is a lot better than a will. It's a lot better. It's a lot better. If you get your hands on the trust, do it.
Uh-huh.
Do it, because I want
then
a trust.
The wills, you would have to go through probate, and then you will have to pay a attorney a percentage of cost of money and whatever, and and you have to also pay the court and all this stuff. So we don't necessarily go into wills, but if that's the least you can do, or you will your money or stuff that you have will go in. I think it's a thing called like Testa. I don't want to say the wrong name, but it's a. I'll search it up after we go on break, so I can give you the proper name for it. But if you don't have a will or anything, it goes into something where they'll just give it away, or they will presume and give it
so
to somebody in the family.
It's something with the state. Yeah, you don't want that. So I tell people if you can get a trust, get one, but we have to be able to find trust for peoples with disabilities, because if you go out here and get any kind of trust, seriously, you can lose your benefits, all this stuff. So the government set up something, folks, called TexasAble.org or ABLE. It allows people with disabilities, folks, if you have get your check on the first, it allows you to store up to $100,000 tax-free. If you get a check on the third, folks, it allows you to store up to $300,000 per state and federal laws in your state. So look up the ABLE program so you don't get in trouble with the government. Okay, so these wills and these things you talk about, make sure that they are in line with the federal government so people can keep their benefits, because certain trusts, seriously, you can lose your government benefits, including food stamps.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's a fact. I'm spitting out serious information because I've studied these benefits and things, and it's very, very calculated and mathematically put together. If you're $1 over, watch this. You can lose your government benefits. So if the government tells you that these are the type of trusts that we back, guess what? That's how these people make it, these rich folks, because they do what the government telling them, and they can write this stuff off. And you can do the same thing when you poor. Just put it in a government trust, and your money's also protected from taxes and things like that. Amen? That's what I'm doing, and it works. Okay? So I know you guys look these programs up. Get involved with them, because it'll save your money on the back end, those on Social Security. You'll be able to keep your money and work, too, through TexasAble.org or Able.org. These are real programs that I use every day.
We will most definitely check it out. And as a matter of fact, we will email you. But let's get back into the into this break, and then we can actually get back into the rest of the beneficiary before our time run out.
But we
appreciate you calling in and actually giving us some information to check out.
Yeah, I think you should. And anybody on disability or any kind of government, anything, just pay attention. It's tax season. Make sure you do what they tell you to do so that you can keep your money. Amen. I'm all about trying to keep my money in my pocket. Okay? Amen. So I would love to be back. Everybody loves money. Nobody hates money. Amen. Shake the man's hand next to you. Tell him you love him. God bless y'all, man, and be blessed.
All right.
You too. Appreciate
it. God.
You too. Glory to God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to play a commercial and then a song, and then we'll be right back. Peace to the God.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Yeah, life is sweet when the sun up, like the trees in the summer, when the seas are troubled, and then we all need someone. My life, I'm a no be smart in, I'm a. We all strive, I'm a to live life in that comfort. So forgive me if I fumble, cause I'm only human. Somebody move that I don't know. Hit them with a club and box combo. Always looking out my window, paranoid and confused. I'm not sure anymore who is knocking at my door. And so as the day comes, as I go on, protect me, Lord, I cannot trust my neighbors. Be my savior when that day comes. Defend me from my enemies and my neighbors.
Gods, peace to the gods, man. We are back. We are back. We are back. Oh man, I appreciate all our listeners, our subscribers, you know. And you can also get inside the chat right here on Blog Talk Radio. For the times that we are online and live. You can also chat inside the chat. But if you want to be a part of our private chat where we have all our information stored, feel free to email us at forthelovecommerce@gmail.com. com. Again, that is fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And we will definitely get you inside the private chat. And for all our listeners online, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. And press 1 if you want to get a question out there. All right, Kalam, man, I'm going to kind of stand down, man, and let you kind of take the floor a little bit, man, and give your insights on beneficiary, what we're talking about today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate it. You did a good explanation as well. All right. So I know we definitely are going to go into the beneficiary, but for real quick, like I promised, we was going to go over that word when you do not have a will or trust set up, what happens. And the word was intestate. And it says, when an individual dies, his or her assets are divided among the beneficiaries listed in his or her will. In some cases, the testator or deceased does not have a will that should contain instructions on how his or her assets should be distributed after death. When a person dies without a will, he is said to have died intestate. To have died in intestacy means a court-appointed administrator will compile any assets of the deceased, pay any liabilities, and distribute the remaining assets to those parties deemed as beneficiary. And I'll just start right there. You also can go deeper into intestate to see what happens if you do not have a will or trust set up or does not explain inside these wills how property should be distributed. Okay, now let's go back inside the private chat so we can finish up. And we're going to go into Wikipedia beneficiary trust. And it says beneficiary trust. In trust law, a beneficiary or sesquiuse, aka sestuque trust, is the person or persons who are entitled to the benefit of any trust arrangement. A beneficiary will normally be a natural person, but it is perfectly possible to have a company as the beneficiary of a trust. And this often happens in sophisticated commercial transaction structures. With the exception of charitable trusts and some specific anomalous non-charitable purpose trusts, all trusts are required to have ascertainable beneficiaries. And it says, and some specific anomalous. That's what it is, anomalous. So, and how do you spell that? You spell that A-N-O-M-A-L-O-U-S. We're going to search that word just real quick. Anomalous is abnormal, deviating from what is standard, normal, or expected. So anomalous could be unordinary, you know. And we're going to continue reading from the Wikipedia. It says, generally speaking, there are no structures as to who may be a beneficiary of a trust, and a beneficiary can be a minor or under a mental disability. In fact, many trusts are created specifically for persons with those legal disadvantages. It is also possible to have trusts for unborn children, although the trust must vest within the applicable perpetuity period. And that's, and there is a perpetuity period, and I'll touch on that real quick. And it says, the rule against perpetuities is a legal rule in the Anglo-American common law that prevents people from using legal instruments, usually a deed or a will, to exert control over the ownership of private property for a time long beyond the lives of people living at the time the instrument was written. Specifically, the rule forbids a person from creating future interests, traditionally contingent remainders, and executory interests in property that would vest beyond 21 years after the lifetimes of those living at the time of creation of the interest, often expressed as a life in being plus 21 years. In essence, the rule prevents a person from putting qualifications and criteria in a deed or will that would continue to affect the ownership of property long after he or she has died, a concept often referred to as control by the dead hand or mortmain, mortmain is spelled mortmain. Right, and that was rule against perpetuities, perpetuities, also known as perpetuity period. And we're going to go ahead and go back to Wikipedia definition, and we're going to click the tab that said categorization. There are various ways in which beneficiaries of trust can be categorized. Depending upon the nature and need of the categorization, from the perspective of the trustee's duties, it is most common to differentiate between fixed beneficiaries who have a simple fixed entitlement to income and capital, and discretionary beneficiaries whom the trustees must make decisions as to the respective entitlements. Where a trust gives rise to sequential interest from a tax perspective and also from the point of view of trustees' duties, it is often necessary to differentiate beneficiaries sequentially between those with a vested interest, such as tenants for life, and those with a contingent interest, such as remaindermen. And remaindermen is spelled remaindermen. For the purposes of various exercise of beneficiaries' rights, it is often necessary to distinguish between beneficiaries under a bare trust, including a constructive or resulting trust, to whom the trustee owes basic duties arising by law, and beneficiaries under an express trust, either an inter vivos trust or a testamentary trust, owes additional duties and has additional powers specified by the trust instrument. We're going to open up another tab that says rights and interests. The nature of a beneficiary's interest in the trust fund varies according to the type of trust. In the case of a fixed trust, the beneficiary's interest is proprietary, and that is spelled P-R-O-P-R-I-E-T-A-R-Y. Proprietary, that is it, proprietary. In the case of a fixed trust, the beneficiary's interest is proprietary, and they are the owners of an equitable interest in the property held under the trust. The position is slightly different in the case of a discretionary trust. In such cases, the beneficiaries are dependent upon the exercise by the trustees of their powers under the trust instrument in their favor. Similarly, where a trust gives rise to successive interests, the title of a remainder man is a prospective or contingent interest, and although unlike a discretionary beneficiary, this is still a species of property that can be dealt with, much in the same way as a contingent or prospective debt. Also going to put the tab that says taxation. And it says, you can also go ahead and click the main article where it says taxation of trust. But we're just going to read this small section. It says tax planning usually plays a considerable role relative to the use of trust. Historically, whilst the courts have been fairly amenable to the use of trust in tax planning, as tax planning schemes have become more aggressive, so the courts have increasingly taken a restrictive view of their tax treatment. Although individual countries tend to have very detailed rules about the taxation of trust, the three mechanisms whereby taxation is usually assessed is by either treating, number one, the trust as a separately taxable entity in its own right. Number two, treating the trust property as still the property of the settlor. And number three, treating the trust property as belonging absolutely to the beneficiaries. Some jurisdictions apply different combinations of the rules in income tax, capital gains tax, and inheritance tax. And we're going to click the tab that says beneficiary powers. Because an interest under trust is a species of property, adult beneficiaries of sound mind are able to deal with their rights under the trust fund as they could with any other species of property. They can sell it, assign it, exchange it, release it, mortgage it, and do most other things that they could do with a trust in action. If all of the beneficiaries of the trust are adults and of sound mind, then they can terminate the trust under the rule in Saunders versus Vautier, and that is spelled S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S, which is Saunders versus V-A-U-T-I-E-R, Vautier or Vautier, and require the trustees to transfer absolute legal title to the trust assets to the beneficiaries. Bryson A.J. in McDonald versus Ellis, and Bryson spelled B-R-Y-S-O-N space A-J, A-J, that's how you spell it, N McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D versus Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, states that beneficiaries are entitled to see trust documents and have information about trust property. This entitlement is a proprietary right. And that was the end of that one. As far as beneficiaries go.
Okay. Yeah, man. We're coming like to the end of the show anyway. We kind of, went a little over, but that's all right, man. That is all right, man. It's better over than short, man. Better over than short. But I'm glad that we actually got an opportunity to break down the beneficiary part, and I hope all of our listeners actually got some information out of this, and everyone's questions were answered. Okay, now we will definitely be going in this Sunday for Knowledgeable Sunday. We're going to try to do it around the same time, about 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. For all of our listeners, man, we're going to try to stick with our on-time delivery for you guys. Again, for those who are in our chat and would like to join us online, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. And press 1 if you want to get your question answered. And if you are online and you want to be inside of our private chat, send us an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And we will definitely get you guys inside our private chat. We have so much powerful information inside our chat, man, that we went over ourselves, and we're just continuously adding more and more. All right, tune in with us on Sunday. We go live Sunday for Knowledgeable Sunday, Mondays for Historical Monday, Tuesdays for Health Tuesday, and again Fridays for Financial Friday. Man, feel free to join us at any time, and you can always check our old shows out on Blog Talk Radio. If you missed anything, man, you can go into the archives and check it out on Blog Talk Radio. And feel free to listen, man, when you're not doing anything. We have so much free time. We have 24 hours in a day, and majority of our time is spent doing nothing. If you can sit up and watch TV, man, you can definitely sit up and listen to some informational things that will have you moving and shifting your life in the right direction. Remember, those TV, television, it tell lies to the vision. But what we are here to give you is helpful information that will change and redirect your life. Changing your mind is like changing your reality. So, man, we definitely want to bring you that, man. Anything you want to close out with, Kalam, before we end the show, man?
Not really. Just a really great show today, talking about the beneficiary. And yeah, I'm just excited. And that was really the end of the trust series right there that we had going on. We talked about the trust. We talked about the grantor settlors. We talked about the trustees, and ending off, we talked about the trust. I mean, not the trustee, the beneficiary. So yeah, man, it is beautiful, very informative. We needed this for a lot of people who are confused about these documents and how a trust actually works, because a lot of people don't read. And that's why we got this show up as well. That's why this show is here, is because a lot of people don't read, and that's okay, you know. I do encourage people to read, because it's better reading for yourself, because it stays in your memory easier that way. You know what I'm saying? When you read it, it stays in your memory longer. You can listen in, like J-Rock said, that you can listen in. It only takes an hour. We try to do a show about an hour long. Sometimes we go a little over, just depending on how the show is. And you know, an hour out of your day to make sure that your life is beneficial and not artificial, it says a lot. And I have a saying that I say a lot, and I can tell a lot about a person by what they do in their free time. That's my question that I always ask people, to see how far they are in life and see if I actually want to connect with this person and network, because my time is valuable, you know, and I value my time highly. So if I ask somebody, so what do you do in your free time? Like, do you read? And I always put out, do you read? Do you listen to podcasts? What do you do in your free time? Oh, I play video games. And that's really all I do, really. But if you give me that answer, I can tell where your mindset is already. You know, you haven't said make money. You haven't said financial. You haven't said I'm a gamer and I make YouTube videos for compensation. You haven't talked any finances with me, so I already know where you're at. It's not that I wouldn't want to assist you, and I always tell people, hey, man, you should try and listen to a podcast that I'm actually in. I'm not the owner, but, you know, you should listen to this podcast and see if you like it. I always give people an opportunity. Does everybody listen to it? No. But some people do call and be like, yo, you know, yeah, that was a great podcast. When you going to do another show? When you going, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but you,
right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody, man. But that's all I got for the show, man. Great show.
Hey, man. Hey, we all about winning, man. We all about that win over here, man. So, man, let's get to it, man. I feel the movement. I feel the power. You know what I'm saying? And that's the energy that each one of us would like to give off, man. So with that being said, man, we're going to close this out, man. And, man, we'll be back on Sunday, man. Peace to the God.
To the God.
Hey, this that Eastside Johnny Big Redemption light. Know what I'm talking about? Hold up.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way, yeah.
Yeah.
Get out the way, get the fuck up out my way, yeah.
Yeah.
You either with me or against me, ho.
Oh, oh.
You either with me or
wait.
Win. Win, 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 win.
Yeah.
Fuck everything else. Win, 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 win. Shit,
mommy.
Win, 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 win. Stop chasing that bitch.
Stop.
Win, 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 win.
Yeah.
Big J Rock go. On 10, 10, 10, 10. Exit at four. Bring friend, 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 friend. Let black two go. Jump in. You might wanna keep scope. I win, 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 win. Four arm tattoos. That's squad, 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 squad. All of them go shoot. Don't try, 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 try.
Yeah.
9/11, no mileage, baby. 9 ball with no violence, baby.
She too fine, I been hit it. Crashed 2 times, I limo tinted my new ride. I'm riding with the toaster. 12 better not pull me over. Championship going dumb. Whoa, nothing to something, whoa, I won, whoa, bitch. Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way.